longer than Kedachilas Pras. So I'm just giving you four scenarios, right? Bliya Bavasachas, continuous eating, intermittent eating within, you know, Kazai's Techilas Pras, and eating where there's no hefsek longer than between the first and the last Kazai's Techilas Pras. So are those different levels in terms of intensity of achila? Is there like a chatchila in mitzvos, or a worse level of iser? So too, you might say, if that's something to weigh, to think about. So too, you might say that, you know, even if there is a shame achila for pachos mi kishior, it doesn't mean that the shior is purely artificial, or there's a kasuv, or that it's purely quantitative, a tnai in the onesh. It could be a very, you know, reasonable tnai in the onesh, because more kamut, more, or even a more intense achila. There could be still something qualitatively different about this year. And that'll help us a little bit going forward with the Mishnah Melech. Excuse me. The Mishnah Melech assumes for the Re'im that the requirement of shear is completely artificial, you know, and that it's a chiddush even in ownership, never mind in achila. I'm not so sure that there can't be gradations, madregos, even with an achila, and certainly a legitimate idea of a quantity, you know, a sufficient quantity for ownership. So anyways, so there are, broadly speaking, three. We also suggested upon another possibility, you know, based on our discussion of the Malbim and the Beis Halevi and the Marlbach, and that is that, you know, maybe there's always achilas achefza, even less than a kezias, you know, but achilas agavra requires a kezias, right? In which case, maybe that's built in. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you know, that achilas achefza is always asur, but maybe the onesh is for achilas agavra, right? That was suggested, and I like that suggestion. That's another, you know, qualitative difference, without saying that chatzi shir is either just klali or just siad d'oraisa. Anyway, you have all these different perspectives, and you have nafkaminas, you know, between them, and we've seen a bunch of them already. So what we've been discussing is, how does the Rambam's Mechudash Shita of Chametz, where he has a special Xeris HaKasuv, and it's Lo Yeachel as well, it's not just Kol Chelev, it's Lo Yeachel, right? How does that fit in, right, to the bigger picture? So while the Mefarshim on the Rambam, most of them say that the Rambam's Chiddush is to be Megala Milsa, many of them think that the Gili Milsa is, broadly speaking, for all Chatzi Shir. Right, whether it's the Tarovas or the Radvaz, the Kol Dehu of Tzav Mishnah, or maybe you violate a lav, you know, for the Sir Hanoh, at least, you know, for the Ramach, or in general Isur Hanoh, you know, doesn't have the din of Chatzi Shir, also idea of the Ramach. So these statements were made, these suggestions were made as a solution to explain what is the Rambam Mechadesh with this Makor. But what they didn't say, which is what we're in the middle of trying to finish, which I want to say was, why not go further and say, answer both questions. You know, why Dafka does the Rambam need a special Makor? And what is that Makor Mechadesh? And why isn't Kol Chelev, you know, why are these chidushim, if these are the chidushim, why are they revealed only in this context? Maybe they apply also only in this context. Either because chametz is, you know, more toxic, right? Or just because it's different. And that's how it relates to, so why not say maybe that whether or not tarovas is subject to chatzi shir, whether or not you actually violate the lav, even if there's no onesh, as opposed to just violating kol chelev, whether or not you know, Isuri Hana has a shear of Chatzi Shear. All of these things and more are Dafka B'chametz. And the idea, broadly speaking, being that whatever you want to say about Chatzi Shear, generally, if you want to say it's Chazi Litzterufe, maybe here it is intrinsic. If you want to say in general that it's Klali, maybe here it's Prati. That's what having the specific makar and not being under the rubric of Kol Chelev, that's what it accomplishes. Again, so for the Rabach, it sounds like, you know, that also may be true. You know, that was his Hava Mina, maybe you should get Malkus in Chatzi Shir of Chametz. Lemaskone doesn't hold that way, and if anything, as we established, he holds the opposite. Namely, the need for Exarsa Kosov is because it wouldn't be included at all in Kol Chelev, because it's Kal, it's an Yisr Zman. And the applications, you know, you might have said, okay, but it says different, and maybe it's different than Kula and L'chumra. That was the Hava Mina. And the Maskan is, no, it's all Kula. The Chiddush is that it's also Chatzi Shir. But then the application to Tarovis is a great example of Kula. So that's what we had with regard to the Rabach. But the Rabach also is Mechadish that this is possibly a din of Lo Ye'achel. Again, the Cheftza, you know, being the focus. But there's no reason, again, to stop there. You could say the Lo Ye'achel and the uniqueness of Chametz, as I say, both with regards to Nafkamina that the Nosa Kalim point out, and with regard to other Nafkamina between these different perspectives, like there's no time at the end of the day, you know, to eat the full shear. So only intrinsic view of Chatzi Shir, you know, is going to apply, not a Siag Daraisa, Hakalakal, you know, maybe it does apply, you know, in the Chatzi Shir of Chametz, even if it doesn't apply generally, it's not just Klali. Mujba V'Yomed, you know, if there's a debate whether there's a din of Mujba V'Yomed in Chatzi Shir, which there is, Machlokas HaRishonim, maybe if you were to take a Shvua Daraisa that you weren't going to eat Chatzi Shir Chametz, maybe everybody would agree that that would be Mujba V'Yomed. Or not, right? The opposite. Maybe the Rabach would say, maybe here Dafka isn't. And I would probably say, maybe here Dafka is. Again, for these reasons. Do you need Achshave? Let's say the Chacham Tzvi, who thinks that another perspective, that basically the Yesod of Chatzi Shir is always Achshave. Do you need that in Chametz? So the point is that there's a very, I think, compelling argument to make that A, Chametz isn't Megala for Chatzi Shir generally, only. B, that it isn't only Mekel or equal, but on the contrary, it's just fundamentally different. And I wanted to just quote, again, Mayer, who I see somewhere here, who made a good comment to me, and that is, if the point that we're making in Chametz is that there's more reason to think that it's intrinsic rather than Siag Daraisa, or that there's more reason to think that it's Prati rather than Klali, you know, that Gufa, it may be linked to the Makar of Lo Yachel, which focuses on the Cheftza. And I do think that that is not Mukhrach, but I think that that's a good Ha'ara. Namely, if you're speaking about Chametz not being Nechal, by definition, right, you're not talking about Siag D'Oraisa, right? But that is more of a reason to think that even Chatzi Shir is actually focused on the specific Cheftza, you know, Shel Iser. And that, of course, is exactly what the Rabach, the Beis Halevi, and the Malbim, right, were saying about Lo Yachel and the difference between Achilas HaGavra and Achilas HaCheftza. But the same is true with regard to the Klali or Prati. Because again, if the focus is on Lo Yachel, Chametz not being Nechal, then obviously that's not something which you could just plug in to a more general Iser Klali. Right, and when we say about chelav adam and osur and pigal and tame and chazir, right, to the isurim with, where there's an achila isur achilas hagavra, you know, and you say about all of them, you know, that, you know, there's a kol shetiavti more generally, or there's a, you know, that's all that there is in less than the shir, along the lines of Arbeni Yona and Nuchas Brachos and so on and so forth. That makes sense. But if the whole focus is lo yeyachel, that itself is a very specific, it doesn't apply to all, you know, macholos asuros. It applies to things where we care, not merely that you, begaver, don't eat it, but that, you know, you aren't mitzuraf to the achilas achefza. That in itself is a prati and intrinsic kind of a thing. So I think that both of those things are true, and they are also helpful. That's where we are right now. So I want to just fill in, you know, a couple of more of the pratim before we move on. Is there any questions before we move on? Oh, we're good. Okay, sounds like we're okay. Good. Good. So there are a couple of things I didn't get a chance to talk about more specifically. One was the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Dalet. So that's another interesting issue. Akiva, since you were doing the honors, what's that one about?
So he talks about a shvua that someone makes, and I should pull it up inside, but I think he says that, you're right, so he says that that in general, you say you won't eat chatzi shir, then you're pater from onshin, you're pater like all isurim, it's, whereas if you say that you're not going to eat something in particular, then you're over for eating that, even if it's less than chatzi shir. Over the shvua.
Yeah, so for example, just give me an example. Say you took a shvua that you're not going to eat, latkes. Okay? That might be, you know, nishba levatel is a mitzvah, so that might be a problem, but that's, I'm joking. Yeah. Right? Let's say, you know, you're not going to eat asparagus, I don't know, whatever it is. Knedlach. Right? So what happens? So what that means is, in the fullness of it, it means a kazayas. Right, Akiva?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, but there's a machlokas harishonim whether or not you're allowed to eat chatzi shir of that neutral object. Do you have the Rambam, language of the Rambam?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So first he starts off by saying it's nothing. You could have thought that Lashon Shavua, you know, Lashon B'nei Adam, or maybe it's a different category, right? There's good reason to think that maybe the Hagdara of Achila in a neutral area which you impose your own, prohibitions or limitations, you know, might be different, right? So this conclusion, she'en achilam b'chusa b'kazayas, is curious. The truth is that this is one of the things that I was referring to. This triggered a difficulty for the Mishnah Melech. Okay. Well, what's the difficulty for the Mishnah Melech? Lior? Did you get a chance to see it?
No, I didn't, Rabbi.
Okay. Ezra? Rotblat?
Yeah, he asks, according to Shitas Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, at least that one, why wouldn't you be chayev even for Chatzi Shir here? Shouldn't we learn it to shvus as well? And he asks on
The Rambam does think that there is an Isur Chatzi Shir.
Well, he asks on the Shitas Ram at some point.
Excellent. Very good. Excellent. According to the Reim, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, Who holds what? What's his shita?
That even Isser Kol Shehu is Usser and Isser Prati when it comes to Chati Shir.
Yeah, he holds. Again, he's, you know, the poster, you know, posek, poster posek. Can you say that? He's the poster posek for saying that the Chiddush is the Ptur Onish. But there's a Maisa Achila, a full Maisa Achila, right? Even for Chatzi Shir. Correct? So the it's a special Afikte Torah. Torah uses Lashon to teach you against the grain that you're not Chayv and Onish. So the Mishnah Lamelech says, according to the Re'im, you would think that Shvua, the problem in Shvua isn't to explain, we'll get to the other problem in a minute, why there would be Chatzi Shir. The problem is to explain the opposite. Right, it's to explain why you don't actually get Malkus. Here, let me find the line. Do you have it there, Ezra? The line? In the Mishnah Melech? Mishnah Melech is always long. So,
Ach, le, harim, de isle, de stam achila hi kolshu, el de as the hilchas of ifke bakram mashma usta, but okme akazayis le onchin. So, What would he say in this case? Assumingly, he would say that this is us.
Right,
well.
Then you could skip Benishba Shelo Yochal.
Benishba Shelo Yochal. Amai Lo Yash Afi Pachti Kishir. Kevin Dimash Musa Chila Hu Afilo Kosher. Zesh Nishba Shelo Yochal. Imke Harav Perish Asur Atzmo. The Perish Asur Atzmo Afilo Kosher. But Farish Kainalon the Loka Afu Kosher.
If he was a Farish Kosher, he would certainly be Chayev.
But the Asri Ma Hefresh Yish bin Farish Lenishba Shalo Yachel Vitzarchian.
Ah. So again, this is an example of what I was saying before, and we'll see it again in the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Chametz, that he takes the Re'im, you know, very. It could be that he's right within the Re'im. It's hard to know. But it's an interesting question. I mean, he's certainly assuming that, you know, that there's no better. From a Maisa Achila point of view, from the quality of Maisa Achila, there's absolutely no difference between a Kazayas and Pachas Mikazayas. It's just Exeris HaKasuv regarding ownership. So if that's the case, then why wouldn't you be Loka? Then, of course, this is this is explicit in the Gemaras and Shavuos that you're not. The answer could be one of two things, where I said before, which is that even though what the Re'im is saying is that there is a Ma'is Achila, the Pachas Mikazayas, that doesn't mean that the Onesh is totally Xeris HaKasuv. You wouldn't have known it maybe if it wasn't for the Gili Milsa, but the Gili Milsa may say, well, that's more intense. That's why I was giving the example of Bliya Bevasachas, you know, and the various levels, even within Kazayas Bechnei Achilas Pras. So, you know, if you assume there are two dinim, you know, qualitatively it's achila, but you still need a greater quantity for certain legal, you know, formal dinim. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that the Re'im would just say that when you create a shvua, which is an iser gavra, right, the onesh, it's almost like you're creating your own iser, and it's still held to the standards of regular isurim. It's your personal iser, but that doesn't mean it isn't an iser. Lo yachel devaro, kind of, you know, is a personal. This is something we discussed a couple of years ago when we learned Shavuos. We were mostly focusing on Shavuos Eidos, but a couple of times we were overlapping into the Shavuos Bitui sugyas. So this is a very interesting question. We'll see that the Mishnah Malach is very. Very consistent about this. Anyways, but for mostly, the Mishnah Melech is disturbed by the opposite problem. Right? Not the Re'im, about which they need to say something, one of the two things I just said, probably, both of which are important. But he's mostly bothered by the opposite problem. So Akiva, what's the opposite problem?
That you can... the second part of the Rambam is that you can make yourself.
Going the Rambam.
Right.
So the Rambam says the first part is that. I'm trying to explain the Mishnah Melech there is a difference between stam and mefarish.
Right.
In the rain. Okay. But that's the opposite. That's the problem. Why aren't, don't you get the full violation of the Shua, even Bepachas Mikashir? Okay. And then the Goram, Gobram, that's clear, not the halacha. It's clearly from the Sugya. It's not that way. Okay. Vim Amar.
Vim Amar Shvo Shlo Ochal Dabar Zeh, Va Och Lo Chayv, Va Filu Hoya Hadavar Shem Nishva Alav, Zeh Chardel, Echad, Opachas Mimer.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Just like he says, Vareuka Ochal Chatzi Shir. First he says, Vareuka Ochal Chatzi Shir to tell you why you're potter. But then, you know, he goes on to tell you, right, that you're not allowed to eat Pachas Mikashir. So this is the problem. What's the problem? Why does Chatzi Shir, Osra Torah, apply to, how would you say it, Akiva?
To Shvuah that where you're Mefarish, what?
To an Issa that you created yourself.
Why are we saying that the Issa of Chatzi Shir is... That's the issue that the Rambam is talking about here, that it's Midin Chatzi Shir?
Sounds like it. Right? So read the Radvaz for a second. Your Potter. He says, like Chatzi Shir. Potter She'en Achil Abchusa Mikazayis V'arei Uka'och HaChatzi Shir Menebel Zetreifos Uki Yotzabayim. It sounds like the Rambam says that you're Potter, but like Chatzi Shir, it's Osir. Right? So then look at the Radvaz just for a second. Below Tema.
Yeah, below Tema Dafka B'Yisrei Torah B'Yisrei Shum Mevi Alatzma Aydei She. Who also...
So what bothers him? Meaning this is a man made. This is a personal Isser. So Miman of Shach, if he has in mind Pachas Mikashir, it's Kimifarish. If he says it's Stam and he doesn't have in mind Pachas Mikashir, right? And you're not chayiv for less than a kazayas, why should there be nisar chatzis here? Bishlom adin Torah. The Torah says it's intrinsically asur, and then the question is, how much? Right? But is there such a thing in a man-made shua? So the Radvaz says, v'lo tema, dafka, kamash malon, dahavik ashari surah. What does it mean, gahavik ashari surah Torah? So you could say it means an umdana. Like when I say what I'm saying, I'm like plugging it in. Or is it, like I said before, that la yachel devaro, you know, unless you're mefarish otherwise, it's a personal iser. It's not just a commitment. Instead of saying, oh, you get punished for lying, you know, for not being consistent and keeping your word, no, you get punished because you generated an Isser. So it gets, you know, generated like Yisurei Torah. So this is an umdana that it's like Dinei Torah? Or it's a din in Shavuos? Hard to know. There are chokin. So now let's look at the Mishnah Melech for a minute. Mishnah Melech is quite interesting here. Right? You have it there? Akiva? Like four lines long, Bani Tamiya. But first of all, they're Chokin. I mean, he'll say in a second, but the Ramban is Cholek. The Ramban says if you are Nishba, not to eat something, then there's no Isur of Chatzish here. Right? And the Chidush Aran said that originally too. We'll see in a moment. Then in the and the Ran and Lareif, he was Chozer. Okay, but that's the way the Mishnah Malach formulates it. Well, go ahead. Anitamiya. The Mishnah Mabshari Surim.
I'm trying to find it.
It's like four lines down, three lines down.
In the Mishnah Mabshari?
Yeah. I can start from the beginning. This would be easier. Near the Svirolei, just quickly, though.
No, so it's not really split up so well in here.
Okay. Does somebody else have it?
Yeah, I have
Ezra? I mean, in your version, you don't have a good...
I mean, like, my Perek Aleph starts with Misha Nishba, Shlo Yochal, Yom, O Nir Dispirle, Hashem Dechatzi Shir Asim Ad HaTorah.
Yeah.
Okay, Hachanami Benishba Shlo Yochal Asir Lachol Pachas Mepishir.
Go ahead.
Okay. Bani Tamir Bedin Ze, Dibishlam Bisha Yisurim Gzeras HaKasufu, Da Ochal Kishir Onesh Yanesh, Im Achol Pachos Shlo Yanesh, Aval Yesh Yisur Baal. Okay. Ach Mishnishba Shlo Yochal, E Amarta Destam Achilahi, because Ice, Im Kain, Zelo Kiba Lalaf Shlo Lachol.
Meaning it's a man-made, there's no objective Iser. It's not like it's a chetza shel Iser, and then the question is, you know, you're metamte misalev, even if you had a little bit. I'm emphasizing metamte misalev, but meaning that you violate even with less, even if there's no onesh, it's still a chetza shel Iser. There's no chetza shel Iser. It's a man-made shvuah. So the man-made Iser, we're saying, is for a kazayas. So how did pachas mikazayas become usur? Right? That bothered the Radvaz too. The Radvaz said what he said. What did the Radvaz say? Oh, like, it's an umdana that you just patterned after isurim? Or did he mean, you know, the way this works is it becomes kind of a chafzashal isur? Or something else. But the Mishmael is taking it on more directly. So here comes a little bit of a chiddush, an important one. So that's it.
Benishba shlo yachal, mehitesi she yasim b'chatzis shir.
Oh, what do you think about that? Is something to mention or not?
No, I think he.
What?
I mean, he's saying that the iser the
he's mechadish something in the argument between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What's that?
That according to Reish Lakish, the Issur Darabanan is only a siag, whereas meaning we understood Rabbi Yochanan as a.
We've been discussing whether Chatzishir
is
very good.
Yeah,
we've been understanding that Rabbi Yochanan. Well, Eitan, you muted me?
No, I think.
Okay, can anybody hear me now? Is everybody hearing or not? No?
Yeah.
What's the situation?
We lost you for a bit, but now you seem to be back in full force.
Well, what happened a second ago?
I think Eitan was a little liberal with his use of the co-host.
Pilot. I'm saying it seems to be like either Avraham or Eitan muted me.
No, there's no muting. No, there's no muting. It was a disconnection. I think you got.
But
you totally
that's why it's always brilliant to have two co-hosts because I don't know which one of you did it. I'm gonna have to try to pick up the patterns of your questions to figure it out later. Okay, are we back? Is everybody, my picture and my sound went off for like a minute or two. Everybody can hear now? Or is everybody frozen?
Yeah, we can hear.
Eitan? Okay. So let's go back. So I think I lost Kiva.
Yeah, So, I mean, we were explaining Rabbi Yochanan up until now. We said that it's even possible for Rabbi Yochanan to say siag, or that it's there's some issue in the achila itself. And now there's another way to explain the machlokas, that maybe even Reish Lakish thinks that it's a siag. Whereas
no, so this is very important. Again, now we were considering, what is Rabbi Yochanan's dorais? Siag dorais, it's klali, it actually is the Iser, even as far as the Re'im and the Mishnah Melech's understanding of the Re'im, right? Comes the Mishnah Melech and says, at least initially, like Bishlom or Reish Lakish, that the Reish Lakish's drabanan is a siag, but Rabbi Yochanan's doraisa is not a siag, right? But so that's number one. Is it so clear that Reish Lakish, that Rabbi Yochanan's doraisa is not a siag? Is it so clear that Reish Lakish's drabanan is a siag? Neither, but that's a really interesting point, and it could be important nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, doraisa drabanan, meaning. Would Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish only disagree about whether whatever it is Dorais or Drabanan, or do they also disagree about the parameters in either direction? Right, this would be very important. A lot of people seem to be frozen. Am I being heard and seen? Hello?
Yeah, good to hear.
The whole time I've been here, or heard or not?
Yeah, but for me, at least.
Okay, I don't know why. I'm getting a lot of freezing going on here. Okay, if not, just give me a thumbs down or something. Just show me that I'm not. Like Eitan seems frozen. Okay,
it's Rebbe's.
Should I continue?
I think Rebbe's network bandwidth is low. So Rebbe's not everyone's loading for Rebbe. But we could hear.
You could hear. I see. Okay, so let me continue. Thank you. right, so I think this is a very important line in the Mishnah Melech. And the Mishnah Melech is saying, if you need a siag d'oraisa, then you have that in Shua too, because Shua d'oraisa, you're only going to violate b'kazayas. But you're marching towards the kazayas when you need pachas mikashir, so it's still Isur Torah, and there's still the principle of siag d'oraisa. But he thinks initially that's only the Reish Lakish. Okay, keep going. Akiva, if I can hear you and see you, go ahead. I see Akiva.
Shuvi Isi Laharan B'chidusha B'shuvas Havau Devarav B'shuvas Maharam Galanti.
Galanti, yeah.
Shekasav kedivrei, ela.
Kedvarai ela.
Kedvarai ela. Zela shana mishin nishbash lo yochal muter lo lechatchila laachol pachos mikashir. Dvo dan in the shari surin shabatora de kaimalan, kerebi yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan.
The amar chasi shir asr menatora mafila reish lakish, the palagale mode the asr idar banan.
He's saying even according to Reish Lakish, so the added point here is that even Reish Lakish, he thinks, the Ran was Mechalik between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Right? And here is Mechala, he assumes even according to Reish Lakish, this is problematic. You can skip to Vanir Midivrei Haran, right? Shemosif al Sfaraso, Sfarasenu, Usvirele, Af Reish Lakish, so within the view that says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no problem in Shvu of Chatzi Shir, there's an interesting debate, right, regarding Shitas Reish Lakish. Right? Miul Adidi Ein Zamukrach, the Kivin Reish Lakish Isur Chatzi Shir Midrabanan, Yisum Siag, Efshar Da'af B'Shavuos also Siag, Le'esar Chatzi Shir. He's pointing out that for the Ran, there's no difference between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And the Mishnah Melech himself thinks that Reish Lakish is Siag, but that Rabbi Yochanan is not. Can everybody still hear? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Please let me know if not. What comes next? Let's go more quickly just to get this done with. Akiva? Then he quotes the Ran on the Rif where he was Chozer. Shuvah Yisui L'Ran Teshuvos Chozer Bo? What?
Yeah. Chozer Bo
Mimash Chozer B'Chidushav V'Hiskim L'Das Rabbeinu Rabbi Yochanan Mishum D'Chazi L'Itzar Rufei. Right, the Beshuas Nami, Alpha Bishem Bechal Devar Velashir Shalem, Hanimin Lamalkas to the Korban, Alpha Kimit Chazi the Staruf El Ashlimo, Isura Mia Ika. And even though it's only Chaylev, it applies to all Isurin because of Chazi the Starufe. So basically, what is the Ran solution? And what is the Mishlam Ela solution? That Chazi, the debate is, you have three shitas here. Even Reish Lakish will not be Midin Siag, but Midin Iser. Or Gufa, that's a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Or in the Chazara, even Rabbi Yochanan, it's Midin Chazi Litzdarufe. But the Mishnah Melech has told that this only makes sense, this application of Chatzi Shir to Shavua only makes sense on the basis of Chazi Litzdarufe. However, in my opinion, that's not so pashut. I don't think it's pshat in the Rambam, and I don't think it's pshat in the Radvaz. I think that they hold that, again, either that Shavua creates its own Iser and just plugs in, either on an umdana level or on an actual level. Or more likely, if you say the Iser klali idea, this is what some achronim say, meaning there's a din, klali, that whenever chatzi shir, I'm sorry, whenever shir shalim is asur, that chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. Because that's just, you know, you don't have enough of the specific chatzah. Again, assuming that an iser shvua, which you generate, could still qualify for iser klali. So that too would be the basis for explaining this particular halacha. Okay? Is everybody still hearing me or not? I'm not hearing anybody else. We have some confirmation. Akiva, you still there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Is it breaking up in the voice? In the video, what's happening?
No, everything's good.
Okay. Okay. So this Mishnah L'Melech, and that you could be cholik with the Mishnah L'Melech is important. And then the Mishnah L'Melech's critique of the Re'eim is important as well. So I want to spend just another, before we move on, I want to spend just another couple of minutes discussing the Yerushalmi. Okay? So let us hear from Gavi. Gavi, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the Yerushalmi for a couple of minutes. What does Rishalmi say again in Trumas?
I'm not sure if I got up to it yet.
You didn't get a time to see that?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, so we'll ask somebody else and we'll get back to you later. Avi, Roth, you saw it?
Yeah, the Rishalmi brought down three exceptions for Reish Lakish with the Greek Tata Daraisa. Where they're going to finish it by Yom Kippur and by Yisrael.
Yeah. So, Bedat, what are the three?
By Yom Kippur, by Yisrael, and by Atila Shlume.
Yeah. So, Bedat Allah Shlume, I think I mentioned already, that the grandson of the Chacham Tzvi said in his opinion that's worse, you know, than having no plans. Because he thinks that the Chacham Tzvi's take on Chatzishir And not the, not like the other ones we discussed. Not Siag, not Klali, not Ptur Onesh, but it's Achshavei. And he thinks that anytime it's Daita Lahashlim, maybe that's less Achshavei. That's an interesting Ha'ara. Otherwise, but Pashtus, the simple Pshat in Yerushalmi, is that Daita Lahashlim is either Chazi Litzdarufei Siag Daraisa. You should be more worried about it if he actually intends to complete it. Or I thought it might be a fundamental idea, and that is the idea of maybe Chatzi Shir, in addition to, you know, Achilas Achefza and Achshavei and the other three, maybe there's some notion in Chatzi Shir of Tchilas Ha'iser. But maybe Tchilas Ha'iser depends on the Kavana to have Sof Ha'iser. Otherwise, it's just Pachos Meha Iser. But if it's Daita Lahashlim, then it has a chalos of Tchilas Ha'iser. That's not Chazi Litzdarufei Siag Daraisa. That would be like a kind of an Achshavei, but it would a different kind of an Achshavei, right? Not classic Achshavei. It would definitely be better rather than worse, if that's his intention. Okay, so that's that Yerushalmi. What about the Surya Hanah part, Avi? What do you think about that?
Kind of sounds like the case of Mishnah and Rambam, that Chazi Shir is also because you're getting Hanah from it.
Or the Ramach, yeah.
Sorry, the Ramach.
Yeah. So this, of course, very similar to the Ramach. Well, what's curious in the Mefarshei HaYerushalmi is that the idea, what's one second, let me just see. Everybody still able to hear? Yeah? Okay. Sorry, I keep asking confirmation. I'm getting a lot of frozen screens here. Okay. Again, let me know if you can't hear me. There's an interesting debate and an interesting different perspective on some of the Mefarshei HaYerushalmi. So in the, I'm just taking the ones, you know, some of the earlier ones. Just one second. But in the Mara Fulda, for example, the emphasis is on, like what Ramach says, and that is that there's Hanah Sagavra, you know, as opposed to Achila Sagavra, just as a lesser threshold. Right, Avi?
Yeah.
Which is what Ramach was saying. Right? Ramach was saying, and therefore, you might even violate the lav, you just don't get the onesh. So this is the, he says, one second. Sha'rei nena, afilu b'chatzi zayis, v'osr menatila, Torah, afilu b'chatzi zayis. It could very well be that Reish Lakish's modeh b'suriyana is on a higher madrega. This is one of the things to consider in all these things, right? I mean, we're just talking about it through the Mishnah Malach. When the Yerushalmi says Moda Reish Lakish, Moda Reish Lakish, Moda Reish Lakish, you wonder whether for Rabbi Yochanan it's also on a higher level or not. Like if for Rabbi Yochanan generally it's Siag D'Oraisa, in these cases is it intrinsic? If for general it's for him and Iser Klali, in this case is it an Iser Prati? Very similar to what we're saying, what I'm trying to say in the Rambam. Right? If it's unique, maybe it's also qualitatively better. So both for Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, you wonder, is it only Reish Lakish who thinks these things are more miuchas and whatever, or even Reish Lakish would agree according to the Yerushalmi? Interesting. Anyway, the Isra'na focus of Marav Fulda, interestingly, is in Hanah Sagavra and the Shir, like the Ramach. And I say you wonder whether it isn't even more than Chatzi Shir, perhaps, or according to certain perspectives. However, what's curious is that if you look at the Rash Sir Leon, so he's a little inconsistent. He starts off by saying the following. But all three are different. So So basically you have right there three different perspectives about what's different about Hana. And what it opens up is the possibility of thinking, and this is relevant to Chametz, of course, as well, that maybe you'd be mechalik between different Isuri Hana. Like the Isuri Hana that are not Balash and Achila, right? Like Layidbak Me'uma Min Acherim and things of that sort. Maybe there, right, the fact that it's not tied to Achila means that the Shir plays no role or less of a role or only an Onesh role, etc. Similarly, Kilayim doesn't use the language of Achila, but in addition to that, both Avodah Zarah and Kilayim, in addition to not using the language of Achila, you know, have extra Chumras. L'yidbak Mumin HaMacherim has its own. And Kilayim, like Basu B'Cholav, is also Afilu Shalom Kederach. Right? So we're much more Machmir. Again, and when it comes to Chametz, of course, especially if you hold like Chizkiah, it's lo yeachel, it's achilas achefza. So it's curious that he has that alongside of Orla, which is a more straightforward achila. But the point I'm trying to make is that the role of Shiur may be different, even within the world of Isuri Ana, depending on whether that Isuri Ana is, you know, Chizkiah, Rabbevo, you know, what the Makar actually is, and so on. Okay? So that is an important second perspective. The third issue, right? Who's reading? Avi, right?
Yeah.
The third one is
a Yom Kippur.
Is Yom Kippur. So that, of course, you know, in addition to being relevant to us right now, so what do you think about that?
I think before we send share, that could be because Yom Kippur is Achilas Agavra. More Agavra focus, opposed to Achavra focus.
Number one, it's Achilas Agavra, not...
Because
all Cheftzas are correct. So that's number one. That might make it... Yeah, go ahead.
The other one's because of Enoi, right? Enoi is being Marbe, things which aren't Dafka.
Oh. So the other thing is that the Gemara, the Psukim... about Yom Kippur, never speak about Achila. Right? It's a Chiyuv of Vinisim, Vinisim Esnaf Shoseichem, and it's Kol Asher Lo Te'uneh. It doesn't say Kol She Tochal. So this in general is a huge topic. Does the Gemara says in Yoma, why didn't the Torah use the expression, why is it no Azhara? And also, why doesn't the Torah use a language? So one of the reasons the Gemara says in Daf Pei, in Yoma, is why is there no Azhara? Because the Gemara says, well, how would you formulate it? What are you going to say? You're going to use Lo Tochal on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara. But if that were to be the case, you know, then the Shir would be Kazayas. And it's really Kekosevis. Oh. So this is one of the big questions about Yom Kippur. Is it really an Isra Achila, but a Gilui Milsa that it has a different shear? But it's really an Isra Achila? Or is it an Isra of Lo Se'uneh and a Mitzvah V'Nisem? In which case, it doesn't just change the shear, it's a Kula of the shear, you know, Kosevus Agasa. I mean, you have to eat more in order to violate. But Is it really a din of achila with a kula because of kares, or because there's no cheftza shalis, or it's achila sagabra, or is it just a totally different orientation, in which case there are going to be other nafkamina as well. For example, there's a whole discussion in the Michas Chinuch about Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in Masachet Chulin, whether or not Achila, in general, is a debate between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether Achila is defined by Achilas Me'ayim, right? Or Hanos, or Achilas Grono. They're important nafkamina. Actually, Meir mentioned to me also, I think in the Mar Cheshes, I didn't get a chance to see it, that in the Sefer Mar Cheshes, they, I think he said he and Matan saw this, you'll tell me if I'm wrong, either of you, that in the Marcheshes, they want to link the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Chatzi Shir with the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Meayim. The idea being that Chazi Litztarufe is Dafka Rabbi Yochanan because you can, in theory, take the same food and actually eat from that food more than once and be mitzarif lachshir. I think that's a very sharp and clever idea. I find it a little difficult, you know, that that's the pshat in the Gemara here, but maybe still there is an overlap. anyway, that's an interesting marcheshes. But either way, there's an interesting discussion in the Achronim whether achila on Yom Kippur is defined by achilas me'ayim or achilas or hanoas grono. Actually, the modern question of intravenous, right, feeding somebody intravenously, is an additional issue. Anyways, why am I telling you this? Aside from the fact that it's been Kesel Yasar, so you know, spending a couple more minutes on Chatzi Shir on Yom Kippur and other things on Yom Kippur is certainly relevant. Because it's not directly parallel. The Minchas Chinuch raises the following question. The Minchas Chinuch says, well, the Torah says lo su'uneh, the shir is achila, kosevas hagasa, it's yisuve daite. So maybe, even if typically everything depends on hanas grono, maybe on Yom Kippur depends on hanas me'ayim. So the Minchas Chinuch says, but the problem is, that's a discussion, Shagazari and others, he says, but if that were true, then when the Gemara was trying to figure out why the Torah was Mishan Eloshon and didn't use the language of Achila, why don't they say that this is a Nafkamina? Instead of saying the Achilas Kosevas Hagasa, they could have said, oh, because typically Achila is defined by Naz Grono, and here it's defined by Me'ayim. Right? So therefore, probably isn't such an afkamina. That's Minchas Chinuch. Oh. However, I always thought, l'shitasi, that that's not a problem at all, because it really depends how you understand the Gemara. If the Gemara is looking for a nafkamina, if the idea is that Yom Kippur basically is an Isra Achila, but it has a different shir, we're mekel. So then in Achanami, if there are other nafkamina, right, then why aren't they also mentioned? You could say, my shir, the ton of a shir, you know. However, the way I understood the Gemara in Yoma is that it's something fundamental. The Gemara is saying that the fact that it's a different shir, kosevas hagasa, not kazayas, that gufa illustrates that the Isra on Yom Kippur is not akila. It's a chiyuv inisem, and it's dispelling vinisim. It's called an anefesh ashalo se'una. So of course there are going to be a whole slew of nafkamina, because it isn't just exeris akasuv. Oh. So this is relevant also to this question of chatzi shir in both directions. What's fascinating is that the Bavli talks about chatzi shir in context of Yom Kippur, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Whereas Yerushalmi and Trumas is suggesting that, you know, Moda Reish Lakish Yom Kippur, against the Bavli, Bepashtas. Right? So this is an interesting question. All the Nosa Kalim on the Yerushalmi say, because the Torah doesn't say Achila, it says Lo Su'uneh. So maybe we should be machmir, according to Reish Lakish, even a little pachos is a violation. But what's fascinating is when you take a step back, what's the din of kosevas hagasa? David. Either David. David Geltach or blank.
Not sure.
What is the din of kosevas hagasa? What kind of halacha? Kula or chumra?
Not sure.
Kosevus Agas is more or less than a Kazayas? Yitzhak, Weiss.
It's bigger than a Kazayas, so make it a Kula.
It's a Kula. So, and what is Reish Lakish here?
Reish Lakish is going to be Moda that you'd be Chai Ben HaTorah to as a Chumrah.
As a Chumrah. So isn't that a problem? If you think that the Chiddush is that, you know, this is an Isur Gavra, you know, it's etc. Therefore, you have to, you know, in order to violate the Kares, you know, it's require a bigger amount. So why would Chatzi Shir be more Asur? Right? So it's interesting, number one, to wonder, you know, you could have said, to be consistent, the opposite way. There actually is an interesting Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch seems to say that that Chatzi Shir is permissible on Yom Kippur, even to a chola she'ena mesukan. To somebody who's a chola, but ain't a mesukan. I believe that's the line of the Chinuch. And the Milchas Chinuch says, I don't understand that at all. Chatzi Shir is asur min haTorah. Right? So if it's asur min haTorah, how could it be mutter unless it's a chola mesukan? So in a way, the Chinuch reflects Chatzi Shir being more kal in Yom Kippur. This is within the Bavli. Yerushalmi is saying it's more chamor. Right? So what's really going on here? Now, of course, if you take the view that it's not a kula, it's not a chumra, it's just that the whole din of Yom Kippur is different. It's the experience of V'nisim, right? Which is undercut by Lo Seune. You can have kulas and chumras, right? To fully fulfill, to fully violate, right? V'nisim, you need yistuve daite, right? And that requires, you know, kukosevitz agasa. But to undercut the kiyum of v'nisim, it could be that any little amount already affects it. Because it isn't an objective shear of achila. It could be kulas and chumras. Oh. Anyways, it's very interesting to note, I think I mentioned this last time, that the grandson of the Chacham Tzvi records that his uncle, in a different sefer, the Yavitz, meaning Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in a different sefer, was of the opinion that when the Gemara says that Reish Lakish thinks that Yom Kippur Chatzi Shir is only Derabbanan, that he meant more than a Kazayas. He meant less than a Kazayas. I think that's what he said. I'm just going to get the line. Give me a second. Yeah. This is the Gilyon HaShas of this grandson. V'hinei Dodi Zikni Hagon Saba Kadisha Hayavitz B'sifro Lechem Shemayim B'yoma Chidish Me'atzmo to the Reish Lakish D'chatzi Shir Mutter Mitam D'achila K'sivbe V'achila B'kizayis V'yoma Kippurim D'chsiv Loshon Inui In Ken Yucholios Dal Koponim Zayis Afshu Pochos Mikoseves Mikomoko Moda Reish Lakish D'asur. So because I use shir b'komakom, af biyom kippur, who the koseves mikomakom, kol dechsiv lashon inui v'inu yachalios because I is gam kain. Avo pachas because I is mutter gam yom kippurim. So this is very fascinating that the he's reporting that Rabbi Yaakov Emden thought in the Bavli, when the Bavli says that Reish Lakish thinks that there's no din daraisa in Yom Kippur, that's in Pachos Mikazayas. But if it's Yosef Mikazayas but Pachos Mikoseves, Rosh Lakish would agree. And when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Because what's the argument of Rosh Lakish? Ellie? Either of the Ellies. Ellie Hyman? What's the argument of Rosh Lakish?
He said that you need achila for it to be Esther, and there's no achila here.
Right. Yeah. So, but what about Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur, you wouldn't need achila.
So this is the question, right? Meaning, if your argument is that lesson of kazayas is not achila, then what would you say on Yom Kippur? Right, so the Yerushalmi, Pashtus the Yerushalmi is, well, there's no din of achila, there's a din of binisem los une, and that's even Pachos Mikazayas. Correct? But even if you thought that what less than, you know, let's say you think that the din of Kosevus Agasa is a shir on, it's a chumra shir in achila. Or it's a kula, rather, in Achila, on Yom Kippur, for Karis. But you ate a kazayas. In other words, if you look at the Gemara that I was talking about before, which talked about Shinui Lashon, you know, from Achila to Los Unan Vinisem, as a Gili Milsa, the Torah is trying to be Mechadish, a din, or a bunch of dinim, to show you that there's a difference between Yom Kippur and everybody, and everywhere else. Then basically it's still a din of achila. But then you have the interesting question of, well, it's a higher shear, but it's not that there's no achila. It would be hard for Rish Lakish to say, right, that Yoser Mikazayas and Pachos Mikosedes Midaraisa is nothing. Because it is achila, Karina Bey. So if the din in Yom Kippur was, you know, we don't care about achila at all. We care about vinisa milosa uneh. Right? It's not about giluye milsa for pratim, you know, ketanim. It's a whole different category. So then it's an open question. Is losa uneh and vinisem all or nothing? I mean, you could say what the Yerushalmi says. Even the pachos mikazayas, any little bit you eat, is already cutting in to vinisa. Or you could say what I'm saying, the Sefer Achinuch says, which is until you eat the Shir Shalem, right? It's not an intrinsic achila, even less so than an achila, because, you know, it's not lo se'uneh. There isn't complete yishuv adas. If you think it's a din achila, but a different Shir, then what the Yavit says makes a great deal of sense. Unless you say, even according to that chita, that Rish Lakish didn't mean to say something only about achila. Achila lo karina bebei. Maybe Rish Lakish was saying something more broadly about whenever the Torah signifies, or shiurei Torah, is it that achila is the din in kazayas? Right? Or is it din that whenever there are shiurim for dinim d'oraisa, there are always shiurim in the hagdara of what you're doing, never only in the onesh and the chiyuv. In which case, even though it says achila karina bey, you could translate that, you know, for Reish Lakish into whatever the shiur is. In a way that goes to the question of the father of the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Chacham Tzvi. Namely, is what the Gemara says in Kol Chelev, you know, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, you know, again, how specific is that to Macholos Asuros, right? Lekula and Lechumra, what about Yisur Shabbos? What about Bal Yiroa? What about Yisuriana? All these other things. Are the Shiurim all the same? I mentioned that in the Mishnah and Shabbos, I'm Gimel Amud Beis, there are a couple of Shiurim that are listed. Kosich Deosios, you know, things of that sort. And the Rishonim ask why some aren't, others don't say motzi, mishus l'shus grogeres, or tochen grogeres, or the other shiurim. I mean, there are shiurim that are hagdaros, and even then, as we've discussed with the Reim, it could be there are levels of hagdaros, and there are those that are tnoim and chiyuvim. So this whole question about what is the status of Yom Kippur and the Kazayis, as opposed to Kosev, is there a yichus to Kosevis, even in Chatzishir, for Reish Lakish, on Yom Kippur, would be a great example of this. In a way, you have this discussion a little bit also in the Mishnah LeMelech, in Hilchos Chametz. The Mishnah LeMelech in Hilchos Chametz, with this, sorry, we're taking a little longer, but then I want to start transition into the next topic, but where else do you have this? Where do you have it in the Mishnah LeMelech? Sam? Sam, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Eitan? Sokolov? Eitan?
No, I'm not sure.
In the Mishnah LeMelech, in Hilchos Chametz. Tuvia? I think it's in Hilchos Chametz.
Not sure.
Zach?
Is this about Afikdimi Mashmuse?
Yes.
Okay.
The Mishnah LeMelech wonders, again, he's I wouldn't say obsessed, because that doesn't sound right. He's very enamored. He's very drawn to, or repulsed, whatever one you will say, to the Reim. Right, Zach? So what does he do in Hilchos Chametz? He discusses two things. Number one, after quoting the Maubach, or Maunach, whatever you want to call it, and suggesting the nafkamina of Tocha Pesach and Lifne Pesach, then he quotes the Reim, that it's only a Ptur Kares and so on. Okay. Firstly, it's interesting. He says, according to the Reim, it'll try even Lifne Pesach. He says, however, Mio ani tamia kfi svaras ha-Reim. He says, according to the Reim, right, what's Reish Lakish saying? Reish Lakish doesn't make any sense, because we're saying there is achila as long as you have any kind of achila, even pachas mishir. So here's where he discusses the chitema. Svirle de Baha Pligi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Maybe goof of the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is whether or not there's maisachila pachas mikazayas. Right? Is it just a din in shiurim, or is it a shiur in the hagdara? Okay, that's very interesting, because before we encountered in Hilchos Shavuos the Mishnah Melech saying maybe there's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, even on a drabbana level, whether it's chazil or tsarufe. Here he's saying the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish gufa is what constitutes ma'isachila. Right? By the way, that might connect to the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about Hanaz Mi'ayim and Hanaz Grono too. Okay. Not in the same clever way Marchesha said, but in a more basic way maybe. This is a katiyesh l'tmoa. How do you know they argue on this point? So then he says, "V'od ani tamia de mitzvah losa say simin tamachdes." Zach, what does he ask from Yom Kippur? Go ahead. What's the question?
"V'od ani tamia de mitzvah losa say simin tamachdes kans v'smag mechul."
In a yesh lach or mas svir leilri, Rabbi Yochanan, beferush tanu.
Yeah, Yisrael de tanu afilu kol shu b'mashma dumi da achila el da asel chasav v'afkei lekrami mashma usay na onshin vukme ak kikoseves. In Cain, my high, I mean, Perik Basu Dioma, Mipnimalo Nemraz Harabinoi, Mishim Dilo Efshir.
This is exactly the Gemara that I quoted before when I was talking about the Shagasari and the Minchas Chinuch, where the Gemara says, why were why couldn't they use a language of Achila? And what are they marber from the language of Achila? Right? So the Mishnah Melech saying, if you think Ta'anu, the Mishnah Melech wants to know, if according to the Reim, Achila is even the Pachas Mikazayas, and it's only a Din and Onshin, then why don't you say, and you want to say, Hu Adin V'Nisem, right, then that whole Gemara, and the Pei in Yuma, you know, you can have an answer for it. In Canaan, am I either, what are you saying there? Go ahead.
I wanted to say
Shina Allah Hakasuv, the teacher of the Koseves, but it's really a din of Achila, just in the same way, you know, that just like there's Achila Pachos, there's Ta'anu Pachos. The Torah doesn't use the language of Achila, so what? It's a fik, the afikte of the smag should apply, you know, even to the schiddish of Achila Gasa. Bishom of the Maid to have a sphere like Stam Achila, he kazayis, after Shiurma Malacha Lamosh Misinai, Hakavoni de Halacha Lamanu, the parish Achila is kazayis, Nicha. But at Achla Divre Haraim, Imkin Nichtavach Manalo Tochal, I think it's a little bit of a far-reaching argument, but basically, okay, what's the answer? The Ishtomar, as far as Harav, Shekasavnu, the clever answer, Einol Rabbi Yochanan, of Aresh Lakish, Kolik Mazeh, who Sfirle, Stam Achila, Einol, because that Gemara itself, in Yuma, is a Alibid Aresh Lakish, a clever answer. Okay. But what I'd like to answer is what I, since I'm trying to combine a Yom Kippur aura here, is that, again, the Mishnah Melech is assuming that what's true for Achila is true for V'Nisim and Lo Se'uneh. And it's that the Shir is different. And therefore, whatever you're going to say about one, you're going to say about the other. Because if you hold like the Ra'im in Achila, then you likely hold that way in V'Nisim as well. But the truth is that you could argue in either direction. You could say that even if the Re'im is not correct in Achila, there the formal shear is Kazayas. Maybe when it comes to V'Nisem, right, any little amount may not be the shear and the onesh, but is certainly a violation. That's kind of what Reish Lakish says in the Yerushalmi. Or you could say the opposite. Maybe a little bit like what I was saying for the Vichinuch, which is that the shear of the experience or the full experience of Yishuv Adas, that's Mafkia, the Nisem, requires the whole thing, even if you held like the Smag, I'm sorry, like the Re'im regarding Achila. Because the difference isn't just how much you have to eat on Yom Kippur, it's the entire experience of Nisem. Okay? Is that clear? So that is in terms of Chatzi Shir generally, and the idea that Chametz may be different. This idea also helps us understand a line, although it remains a little bit difficult, in the Rosh Mishnah. With this, we're going to conclude. Zach, since you were... Which line in the Rosh? Did you get a chance to look at it?
Yeah, to my memory, it was very, very long.
It is a long piece. So getting back to the first Tosis that we started with, and after this Tarobas topic, we're just going to be going straight. You know, we'll try to go quickly through till Dav Dalid, but we still have to talk a little bit about Bedika. So if you recall, what's the background? Let's just get it in on the record for a minute, and then we'll talk about the Ramban, all that we'll talk about in Musashem tomorrow. But what's the background? Backward. Tosis says here, in the second day of Tosis, Tosis linked Bedikas Chametz, the requirement of Bedikas Chametz, with Bayuron.
Yeah.
Right, Zach?
Yeah.
And therefore, that generates a problem. What's the problem?
Emphalo Ovrin.
Aruchas comment will say Velo over and fine.
Right.
But if you hold a Karbenu Tam, that what?
That
the Velo over doesn't mean Bayer Rabbi Matze, because there is no Bayer Rabbi Matze.
Right, it means the over
Menashe. But you think that Bayer Rabbi Matze is a shiur in the type of chametz which there should be Dika, then there should be no Bedikas chametz for Tarovas. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet Tosa says that there is. But the Tosas Rashmi Shans does not hold that way. Right? What does he hold?
Says that the things that are not in Bayer Rabbi Matze, you don't have to do Bedika on them.
No, you don't have to do Bedika. Against the Rash Mishans is against our Tosas, our printed Tosas.
Right.
Right? Ve'od. Odom Arid, Lefiat Tama Achron, Shafila Mutal Shahos, Chametz, Bebeso, Bepesach, Kohani, the Chosh of the Kamam, Masis, and Elo Overin, Kud the Chababli, Sheikh Ramadi, Kibed Achiv, Bedika, Enotolui, Elo Mashachiva, Torah, Ba'yuraya, Imkain, Bahani, the Leis, Buiser, Ba'yuraya, Lo Atrachu, Bedika, the Rabbana. That's against Artosis, correct, Zach?
Yeah.
Okay. So then he goes back and forth on this. I said, I'm going to let everybody up because I don't know when your minchas are. I don't want you to miss it. So let me just get in line and then we'll pick up with this tomorrow and mostly go to the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Rambam and the Rif, etc. He's going back and forth. Is there Bayura? Is there no Bayura? If you know that there's an Isar, a special Chiddush, that Tarovus Chametz and Pesach is Asar, is it Eilecha Bala Chidusho? Right? Or not? And if there is already, you know, with this Chiddush, does it include Bayura or not? Very fertile issues for us, for sure. Right? So among other things, he says, again, we'll read it more in context tomorrow. You have the line I'm interested in, Zach?
I'm not sure which one everybody's interested in.
Elav Milsahi, the below Ribu Yakasuv, Osernami Ba'achila, the Chatzi Shir Osir Minat Torah, Afgav the Lake of Malchus, Kud Omer B'Yuma, the Chinamar Nami Osir Lasha also. He says it's not true that if there was no Ribui, you would think that it was Mutter to eat Tarovas. Either way, you'd know that it was Osir. It would be Osir Midin Chatzi Shir. And that alone would be reason why it was Osir Lasha also. Why is this important? Because if Chatzishir means Chazi Litzarufe, or an Isser Klali, frankly, even according to what it seems like he's saying, which is that it's an Isser Prati and it's an Isser Chametz, and it carries with it an Isser Shehiya, even that is a little bit Mechudash. But it sounds like what he's saying is that it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from Chatzi Shir, Osir Minat Torah, B'chametz, to the Isur of Taroves Chametz. But not as a downgrade of Taroves Chametz so much. He said, I know the difference between the two of them with regard to Malkus. But he said, still there's Isur. By downplaying, you know, the Chiddush of Taroves, because of the background of Chatzi Shir, I think, the Rash makes a very powerful statement that Chatzi Shir is not only a prati, but it constitutes a violation of the lav, albeit one without nomesh, without malchus. Okay, we'll stop here. By taking us to analyzing, you know, Tosas, Alatar, and the Rash a little bit, in light of, again, Rashi and Tosas also in the beginning of Elo Ovrin, but especially the Shakal Vitari, the Gemara, and the unbelievably challenging Shita Sarambam, according to the Makoros that I gave you. That will be our topic, Mirza Hashem, tomorrow.